Under the bailout plan passed by Congress, the Treasury Department could provide large cash infusions to banks. In return, the government would get an ownership stake in those banks. Earlier today, I spoke with David McCormick. He's Undersecretary for International Affairs at the Treasury Department. And I asked him to confirm reports that the Bush administration is now seriously considering these cash injections to troubled banks.
That is true. Secretary Paulson and the administration has said from the beginning in our discussions with Congress that the key challenge here is bringing capital into the financial system and the institutions in our system. One way to do that is by removing the troubled assets on the balance sheets of these institutions. That eliminates uncertainty. It allows private capital to come into the market. Another way is putting capital directly in those institutions, and that's certainly something we're considering and something that I think Congress would want us to consider as one of the ways to address the challenges we have in our financial markets.
And how would that work?
Well, there's a number of different ways it might work. We've already had cases where the government has injected capital or put capital at risk to stabilize troubled institutions, in the case of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for example. And that had a real stabilizing effect. And in return for that, the taxpayers received some ownership of both institutions.
So equity, in other words.
Equity, yeah. So we could do that on a case-by-case basis, and the authorities certainly allow for that. Or you could do it on a broader basis to try to create opportunities or programs for banks to be able to raise capital with some assistance from the government.
Do you think it's gone past the point of consideration at this stage, that you're actually, this is something that will be done?
Well, certainly we are thinking very, very significantly about this as one of the many options. We recognize there's a real need for urgency in terms of rolling out the authorities that the Congress has given us and giving the markets some greater clarity on what it is exactly we're doing and really beginning to implement. And it's not until we actually start to put some of that money at work that Congress has authorized will we begin to see some greater certainty in the market. So we're mindful of the fact we need to move quickly on it.
How would that injection of capital in exchange for an equity stake, how would that be different from nationalizing the banks?
Well, I think one critical component of it is you would potentially envisage that the government or the taxpayer would be a minority, a shareholder in many of these instances. So that would be very different than a nationalization model. A nationalization model would imply probably total ownership or certainly majority ownership.
Would there be cases, though, where banks would need that much capital that you would effectively become majority owners?
Well, I wouldn't want to speculate on any future cases, but in some of the recent cases, the government has certainly taken a significant stake, a majority stake, to protect the taxpayer. So that's a really delicate balancing act, but one that you have to be mindful of, sort of the long-term stability of the institution as well as maintaining taxpayer protection, as well as our desire to ultimately have a very vibrant and healthy private sector.
I mean, theoretically, anyway, the market knows that you're going to do this, you have the authority to do this, and still, it's tanking. I mean, 7 straight days now of declines on the stock market.
There's no doubt it's a very challenging time, and unfortunately, it's taken us a number of years to get to this point, and that means it's not going to be something that's going to turn around overnight. So we need to execute, we need to move quickly, and hopefully with that, we'll begin to see some greater confidence in the markets.
Do you think ultimately this economy is headed to a recession? Is it already in recession?
Well, you know, it's hard to have a sense of whether the growth rate is X or Y. I think what is clear is that the economy is slowing down. And I think what people are recognizing is that what we're seeing in our financial markets will ultimately result in a further slowing of the economy. And we see that at a time when the global economy is also slowing. So I think it's clear that we're going to be in for a slowdown. We are in the middle of a slowdown. These are some tough times ahead, and we need to move and work through it as quickly as possible.
You didn't use the recession word in there.
Well, I just think we don't know is the honest answer. And so we need to respond as quickly as we can as policymakers to minimize the impact on all of us.
We've been talking with David McCormick, Undersecretary for International Affairs at the Treasury Department. Mr. McCormick, thanks very much.
Thank you.